tell me what you guys have been doing at the White House.
Sure. So this is my fifth year in working in collaboration for the Social Secretary in creating and managing all the production and then installing the decor throughout the White House. And so this is something that I start early in the year, and I just work very closely with the Social Secretary, and we kind of take a look at the First Lady's initiatives, and then we kind of come up with some ideas and some themes, and then kind of bring to life those initiatives through holiday decor, and then I present ideas to the First Lady in the summertime, and then she goes through them, reviews them, green lights different aspects of them, and then we kind of dive into the production in the summer, and then we are also given there's volunteers from all over the country that apply to be to decorate the house through a website on whitehouse.gov. And so there's about, this year there's 106 volunteers. They show up, they land the night of Thanksgiving, and then we start bright and early on Friday morning preparing the inventory and all the materials that will go into the White House. And so we do that on Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we decorate the entire house. And so we just finished that up yesterday afternoon. And then tonight, all of those volunteers will enjoy a reception hosted by the First Lady.
That's so neat. So we've been enjoying all the pictures that Catherine Skiba from the Chicago Tribune have been sending back today, and it's absolutely beautiful. So why don't you tell me what the theme is this year?
Sure. So the theme this year is a children's winter wonderland, and it's just about kind of building up the pure festive fun that the holidays bring as seen through the eyes of a child. So, my goal was to kind of create a magical holiday state of mind and for Winter Wonderland to be an invitation to kids of all ages to be inspired, to wonder, and, just to be delighted. And so I think, obviously an iconic house such as the White House, we kind of create things that are in keeping with that environment. But so almost kind of for this theme, kind of try to create a spirit and a tone of a refined playfulness for the decor pieces, and try to have something interesting and charming in every space. And the First Lady is a big fan of handcrafted ornaments, and so the volunteers work hard and kind of creating lots of little pieces and crafts that then are kind of sprinkled throughout the house. And so there's just lots of things, as you can imagine, in a child's winter wonderland. There's things like oversized building blocks, there's toy trains, there's wrapped packages, we did a lot of, in the East Room, there's a little bit of a literary theme, and we repurposed lots of books and kind of used those as ornaments on the trees. So it's a little bit of detail.
Are there any hints of Chicago for the First Family or Illinois that kind of makes it, bring a little bit of home to the White House?
I know that while it is a museum and it is the White House, it's, important to the First Lady that there's lots of small touches throughout the house that, just make it very warm and inviting and cozy. So I'm trying to think if there's any Chicago in there. I don't know. I mean, again, I think it's kind of just representative. Obviously, it's of the country. And so I think that we kind of go a little bit bigger and broader. And then the volunteers are just a cross section, from the country as well. So I'm trying to think if there's anything specific Chicago. Nothing comes to mind specifically.
Okay. Are there any how many of the volunteers are from Chicago or Illinois? Do you know?
You know what? Let's see. I think there was maybe 6 to 8. I'm not positive.
Okay. So if I say a handful, that's probably pretty accurate.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and is there anything, since you've been doing this for 5 years, it's probably hard to come up with unique and new and different ideas. What's something that's new this year that you're really proud of?
Let's see. I'm really proud of the Blue Room tree. Is the heart of all the decor, since it's the largest tree. It's an 18-foot tree. And for the past couple of years, I've created a military theme, again, to kind of, along with the Joining Forces initiative, to honor the military. And this year, I themed that tree, in addition to the specific theme was America the Brave. So kind of taking inspiration from the song America the Beautiful, we crafted some ornaments out of, everything from, wood slices that we kind of hand-stamped with some patriotic phrases, to small cards and coloring pages that we sent to children of military bases to kind of get their input and kind of thank you drawing inscriptions to the military. And I'm probably most proud of that tree just because it obviously means a lot of things to many people. And obviously it's honoring the most important, you know, our military and all of the people in service. So it's a true labor of love and kind of very heartfelt. And then to see all the military families there today, kind of seeing it for the first time, you know, just it makes all that hard work really worth it. So I'm most proud of that.
And personally, what does it mean to you to be part of this for so long?
It never gets old. I mean, it's such an honor, and it's so flattering to be able to, you know, have any kind of impact on something that will be viewed and enjoyed by, I think they said upwards of like 60,000, 65,000 people will pass through the house this holiday season. And then in addition, there's even more, spectators that kind of, view the decor via their website and photos. So to be able to have any kind of part in kind of touching and impacting that, something that will kind of, you know, inspire and delight, Americans, I mean, it's just, it kind of gives me chills. It's very, very, awesome. I mean, I think that's the perfect word for it. It's very honoring and flattering to have any part of it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you want to add that I didn't ask you?
No, I think we covered it with the joy. And Reach Higher is also a very cool initiative of the First Ladies to kind of inspire college students to kind of reach for their dreams and to go to school. So we had some notes where some students wrote some messages, and they kind of incorporated that into a couple of the different trees. So that was very, very cool, too, to see kind of just read their notes and their heartfelt messages.